Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Richard Kaufman is on a phone line. Do you know who Richard Kaufman is? So I mentioned earlier that this weekend they are going to the CSO do Casablanca on the big screen. They're going to perform the score for Casablanca. At least this is my understanding. But you're going to watch it on the screen as well. Richard Kaufman has been orchestrating a lot of these events, and he's on the phone line. Hey, Richard, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing great. Nice to talk with you.
Likewise, you have devoted, I'm reading from your bio now, much of your musical life to conducting and supervising music for film and television productions. Does this mean you've been doing these public performances, or do you actually record the score for movies and TV shows?
I've had a very interesting and very blessed career. I was a violinist growing up in Los Angeles. To make a long story short, I became head of music at MGM Television for a number of years, conducted a lot of scores. I played violin was 9 years and had the opportunity to be on some pretty interesting scores, such as Jaws and Close Encounters and Animal House. and then began conducting symphonies for various people, and now exclusively conduct orchestras. And a lot of my work is conducting live scores, the entire score to the film, to the film on the screen. They actually remove the track, the orchestra track, from the film digitally, and we play music that studio orchestra would have played. And I think now I do something like 26 different films. It's very exciting, and audiences love it. It combines
Hold on 1 second. Richard Kaufman's on a phone line. I want to hear all of this. E.T., are you kidding me? Jaws, all of those things, but we need to pause for a minute. We'll get him on a better phone line so you and I can hear him better. Richard Kaufman, the conductor, is back on a phone line. He's going to be leading the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in performances of Casablanca. You'll see the movie on the screen, hear the music live, and I think we got you on a better cell now. Richard, are you still there?
I am. I hope this sounds a little bit better.
It does. So you were mentioning some of the films that you conducted the orchestra for. Was that right?
We're actually in the 15th year of our Chicago Symphony Orchestra film series, and I'm not the only conductor, but have been fortunate to do most of them, I guess. And it's been so eclectic. I mean, everything from The Wizard of Oz to Vertigo to Singing in the Rain to Jaws to, you mentioned, E.T., it's been great. We love it, and the audience love it. And one of the great things is the orchestra seems to really enjoy doing this. It's really something to stand in front of the Chicago Symphony anyway, or be in the audience and hear Brahms and Beethoven and Mahler. But to hear them bring a film score alive is something extremely special.
Yeah. I've been to a couple of these before. I think it's just so much fun. I've always been sort of mystified, though. That is, especially on the older movies, how are you able to enable me to hear the audio track? I hear the actors talking, but the music is gone. How do you strip that out?
Right. What they do is they actually have the digital recording of the soundtrack. And they literally, wherever there's dialogue, wherever there's orchestra music only, they erase it, literally erase it. And then there's a process where if there's music behind dialogue, they kind of are able to dip the music in the background. And when you're playing the music live, you really don't hear the original track because of the underscore. And then we work with the dialogue. We have a mixer and bring the dialogue out. And that's kind of how we do it.
So maybe there's a little of that music there if I'm hearing dialogue and the music is underneath. But I suppose we're hearing mostly the Chicago Symphony in this case, huh?
Yeah, you can. It's rare that you will actually hear the recorded music because of the live orchestra on stage now.
So that must be challenging. I mean, I know you all are pros and know how to keep time, but you have to keep time with the scene as well. What are you looking at, the score in front of you or the movie itself when you're conducting?
Yes. There's a lot that a lot of tools that you can use. On this particular film, I have a clock, a Swinton clock, and each scene, each moment of dialogue, I have notated in the conductor's score. Not to get too technical, but as we go along, if the clock says we're 10 seconds, then on the score, I need to be where Humphrey Bogart is saying, "Here's looking at you, kid." And if I'm there, then we're good. And you know, you do anything long enough, I guess it works out. But some of them are easier than others. The Wizard of Oz is a real challenge because the Munchkins never sing in tempo, and the Tin Woodsman's aluminum suit creaks at a different tempo than his singing. And you know, it's interesting. And in the end, though. The goal is to recreate the score as the audience would have heard it in the theater, but even more so as they would have heard it if they were sitting on the scoring stage when it was being recorded.
So I'm looking at some of the films that you've done, and I can play in my mind some of the soundtrack, right? E.T.'s do-do-do-do-do, and Jaws, of course, The Wizard of Oz, what else is on here? Star Trek,
yeah.
For goodness sakes.
You sang Close Encounters, but I know what you mean by E.T.
Yeah. Then maybe I don't know. So what would I hear if I did E.T.? It would be, what would I hear? What's a signature sound?
The famous flying theme. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You hear that. There you go. Yeah. and it's interesting because when we hear these things, you're right. You close your eyes and you actually can visualize the movie playing. That's how iconic these themes are. A lot of it, and when people ask me, you know, what is the purpose or how does this all work and live to film, I tell them, I said, it's almost like the film is accompanying the music. And that's sort of the whole idea, to present these great scores in a way that it reminds you of the film, and by the way, there's the film.
That's a good way to put it. I also look at the expressions of the members of the orchestra the couple of times I've seen this, and I do imagine that they are enjoying it. Maybe every production they do, they enjoy how great they sound, and they're appreciating our appreciation, but it must be just a whole nother level, or at least a different kind of fun for them, right?
Well, it is. In a lot of ways, a film score is like ballet or opera. I mean, you're telling a story. The music literally becomes a character in the film. And so if you're playing Jaws and you're playing, you know, in the string section, doing those famous two notes, bum, 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 you know, it's hard to disassociate yourself from the drama that's going on. I remember when I played on Jaws and the original score, and I remember sitting there during the session, and the other John Williams was conducting, and there was a lady sitting on the music stand in front of me, another violinist, and in the session you could see on the large screen, you could actually see the film. Well, this is one of the more horrific moments. And she looked up while we were rehearsing, put her violin down, and covered her eyes during the rehearsal. And it was that powerful. And that's the whole idea of watching the orchestra play live. You know, there's something extraordinary about not just hearing an orchestra, but seeing an orchestra. And, you know, when you watch the Chicago Symphony, it's visual as well as audible.
Yeah.
So.
About that, though, so that when your phone cut out a moment ago, you were making that distinction for us. So while you conduct orchestras, two movies that are being displayed on large screens in front of the orchestras, and that's what's going to happen at the Chicago Symphony, Richard Kaufman's on a phone line, the conductor of CSO's Casablanca, March 13th. with a pre-concert talk at 6:15 through March 15th. You can get tickets at CSO.org, CSO.org. How much fun is this going to be? But you have been, do I understand correctly, Richard, one of the violinists in some of the actual original scores of these movies?
Yes. As I mentioned, I played on the original score of Jaws and the Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I played on a lot of scores, Saturday Night Fever and the iconic epic film Animal House. So, yeah, I've had the great opportunity to do that. And in doing that, I've and as head of music at MGM Television, I made a lot of friends with composers. And John Williams and I have been friends, gosh, for about 35 years now. And, it's exciting, especially to bring it into the concert hall.
Well, let me ask you this, though. When you're recording, say, Bum Bum, Bum Bum, or any part of Jaws, or E.T. in some of these movies that you're talking about, do you know, it's sort of like asking an actor, do they know that this is a great movie when they're acting in it? Do you all know this is really something iconic? The first time you saw or read the score for or performed, say, the theme for Jaws, did you know that was something special?
You know, that was 1975, and I was about 10 years old. I remember sitting in the orchestra. It was the first film that I'd worked on for John Williams. I played on a number of his films, and I remember distinctly this kid running around with a movie camera, 16 or 8 millimeter movie camera, taking shots and things like that. And I said, "Who's that?" And somebody said, "Oh, he's the director." I said, "Oh, brother." And then we looked at, on the screen, you see the film up on this big screen above the orchestra. And there's this shark and it's eating people. And we're thinking, "Oh, geez, what is this all about?" Then we started to play the music. And it was so extraordinary to feel the power of this music and what was going on. And we knew that musically, this was something very special. Whether or not the film was going to become what it eventually became, we really didn't have any idea. But we did know, and that's true with all the film's scores, at least that I played on, of John Williams. You're sitting there, and it's not just a recording session. It's really an event, a musical event in your life for various reasons, beginning with John, because he's just an extraordinary man personally. As well as musically.
Hmm. All right, Richard. And by the way, Richard, then what would you must remember this? A kiss is but a kiss. That's a famous song from Casablanca. Will I recognize the score to this? Will there be songs that I'll remember just as soon as I hear them?
Well, As Time Goes By was a song by Herman Hupfeld, which had been around a long time. And they wanted to use that in the film. Michael Curtiz, the director, and Max Steiner, who wrote the score for Casablanca, as any composer would like to do, wanted to write his own themes. But they said, no, this is what we use. And what Max Steiner did, he did the ultimate orchestration and arranging of As Time Goes By, and he turns it upside down and plays it romantically and plays it, with, tremendous energy. You'll definitely recognize it. You'll hear it in all forms. It's sort of a master class in orchestration and arranging that Max Steiner did, as well as some of his own themes as well. Yeah, it's
Tickets available at CSO.org, CSO.org for this weekend's performances, if you will, of Casablanca, the movie, and the CSO. What fun we're going to have. Richard, I'll see you up on the stage, or on the podium, I guess. That's where you'll be, huh?
That's where I will be. I'll be enjoying it as much as the audience.
Nice to talk to you. Congratulations in advance and good luck.
Thank you very much. Great talking with you.
A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. You can rely. what the future brings as time goes by.
Interesting to see how they pull all of that off at the CSO performing. It's fun just to watch, I think, an orchestra perform and then synced to a movie. Okay, CSO Casablanca. And that's this weekend.